there. Good afternoon and welcome, South Florida and the world. Hey, happy Valentine's Day, a day of love. Boy, do I love talking about love. And I am so excited today because I have one of my greatest best friends with me today. But before we get to her, you know, a couple of little things. For those folks that haven't listened to me before, a little bit about me is I am a radio talk show host, TV personality, coach, author, speaker. I publish a magazine, and I am the founder of Nothing But Good News Media. I am also the originator of the Vision Program, specializing in developing sustainable long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. I have a strong desire to affect change, especially in the lives of women, as I myself rose from a life of meager existence as a single parent to a life of bounty and joy. Now, in this age of soundbites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for what we do here at Nothing But Good News New World Media. The principles that you'll hear are based on you, yes, you, the listening audience, living your remarkable life, which is the basis for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and on all the work that's delivered. I personally am dedicated to bringing high-quality information to the public through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. And some of you may or may not know, one of my recent big, oh, I just have to say, I'm so proud to say, as I was a cast member of the movie The Journey that was released in December, starring Brian Tracy, Bob Proctor, and a host of other remarkable, remarkable cast members. Now, before we get to today's guest, and I know that she's like everybody's favorite, I want to share with you today's G-Note. Well, what is a G-Note? It is a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. And today's G-Note simply reads, "It has been said that real loving is not for the faint of heart. For as we truly love and give our heart to another, we risk." And you know what I say? It's worth the risk. That's from me to you. Happy Valentine's Day. Okay. All right. So she's here again, my great, wonderful friend, Jill Dane, the world's number one love psychic, great friend, and just all around amazing person. I'd like to welcome Jill to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Hello, my dear friend Candy, who I love so much.
Hi, honey. How are you? How fun is this going to be? You know, I am so happy to have you here today. And folks who are listening, right away, I just want to throw out the number because folks are going to want to call in and ask you questions while you and I are chatting. Jot down this number, 305-541-2350. 305-541-2350. And if you have a question for Jill, and this show is about calling in and asking Jill a question, anything else we'll discuss on other shows, I would like you to go ahead and give a call in. But, you know, Jill, let's talk about love today. What's the conversation about love today?
Well, it's so sad. I am so upset because, I've been on radio since 6 a.m. this morning. Because, you know, it's my day today, Valentine's Day. And the last radio show I just did around an hour ago, this poor gentleman called in and said his wife served him with divorce papers.
Oh,
so now
my.
He has this every Valentine's Day. So my response to this gentleman was, well, when you meet the right person, you know, and your real love, get married on Valentine's Day. So you take away that, you know, what happens. You take it away, and then you have your good memories back for Valentine's Day. I don't understand how some people do these things. On Valentine's Day, they do it on, they serve them on Christmas, you know, or, you know, it has to be on a holiday. So it really puts a dagger into the person knowing that they have to live with that for, you know, their whole life.
I don't understand. I don't understand how folks can be so cruel. I don't.
Cool.
And especially when there is so much goodness in the world. And even if you don't want to be with someone, or even if you don't believe the same way somebody else believes, there's an extraordinary thing that's called communication and another one that's called compassion. But don't you think, I mean, when it comes to something like that, isn't there this giant mirror in life that what you put out is really what you get back in return?
Yes, been karma very much, so that's so true. and what happened? What else? What was really sad was he did not even know it was coming. He heard I was going to be on the radio, and he called in, and he got through. And what's pretty sad was he went and bought his wife a diamond tennis, you know, the necklace for Valentine's Day.
He didn't know that the divorce papers were coming.
I had no idea. No idea. Oh, there was no signs or anything. And he's not a client. I wish you would have called me. I would have let you know, you know. I had people that wanted to know if they were getting engaged on Valentine's Day. I'm like, I'm not going to ruin your surprise. You know?
Right.
Because I had someone when I was in New York, and this goes back 4 years ago, there was this girl, and it really goes back six or seven years ago, where I predicted who she was going to meet. And what happened was she met the person, and she was younger. He was 40, and he wrote for the newspaper in New York. And he was also on television for one of the stations. So I said, oh, my God, this is a marriage, and I always love to come to them. So she said to me, it's 2 years, Jill. I'm not getting engaged. He says he doesn't want to get married. I'm done. And I said, you're not done, you know, and I did. And she was ready to break up with him. And this was at my lecture, you know, right after my lecture. She came to see me afterwards for an appointment, you know, for like the fourth time. And I said, please, don't break. And I had a spoil. I said, you're getting engaged in 2 weeks. It just came out of my mouth. And then 2 weeks later, she got engaged, and I ended up going to her wedding. It was at the Boathouse in New York City.
Oh, how fun.
Yes.
How many weddings have you been to? A lot, I bet.
I can't even count. I just went to one recently on, not this past Saturday, the Saturday before. 6.5 years ago, I predicted this girl name was Kim Ewing, and I predicted this person, his name, his birth, you know, his sign, what he did, what he looked like, how they were going to meet. And she's like, oh, my God. And she never was married before. And I said, well, when you get married, you'll get married in Florida. And she met him just like how I told her she was going to meet him. And they ended up getting married. They flew in because they're from Wisconsin. And at that point, I said the Green Bay is going to win. And they said, oh, we got to call our families and tell them to bet, you know. And they got married on 29th and Collins, 29th Street and Collins, on the beach there. And it was just me, the photographer, and the person that got married them. And it was just so beautiful. She never saw the beach. And then right after the wedding, they went right on a cruise, a seven-day cruise to Mexico and Jamaica. And they came back this past Thursday and went back to Wisconsin.
Wow, how amazing. Yeah, it's beautiful.
It
must be very fulfilling. Hey, listen, we're already up on our first commercial break. Hey, it's Candy G here with one of my favorite folks ever, 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 talking about one of my favorite things, love. What better thing is there? Candy G and Jill Dane on Nothing But Good News Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all-cargo flights and provides service to all Caribbean island and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
Can DG
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio, and this is Candy G here with one of my very best friends in the universe, Jill Dane, the world's number one love psychic and woman extraordinaire. You know, Jill, how many weddings do you think, or marriages or partnerships do you think you've predicted? Do you have a number? Do you keep track?
Yeah, I predicted over 1,500 and something.
That's amazing.
That's marriages. And you have to realize that's not just in the past few years. This has been since I started predicting marriages when I was 15. Wow. I've been on radio since I was 6. So I started with the marriage predictions when I was around 15, 16 years old. And that's where they all calculated and kept going up and up. And then I predicted a lot of divorces and a lot of just relationships. You know, just didn't have a lot of people. I didn't see them getting married, but I saw them having a long-term, like a marriage relationship, too. And also with my gay marriages, I predicted, and my gay relationships for people as well, you know, my clients. You know, not all of them. You know, to me, you know, sometimes marriage is a piece of paper. You know, you could be living with someone for 20 years, and that's a marriage. I call it the Goldman and Kurt Russell marriage.
I hear you. Some folks have been sending in questions knowing you were going to be on the air today.
Right.
I have one person that sent a question in today, and it's just the initial K with the last name Smith. And K Smith asks us, here's a big open question for you, Jill. This could be a whole show. How do you know or meet the right guy?
How do you know or meet? I mean, that is a whole show. know?
I knew it.
Well, how do you know? You know, every person has a different feeling inside of them, how they know. First of all, you know, when I predict the person, I give the name. I give, you know, also the description of someone, too. But if the person never spoke to me and they just know on their own and they meet the person, after, you know, 3 months, you should know. Sometimes after 20 years, you don't know, but after like 3-4 months, you should know if that person is the right person in your life, if they're honest, if they're truthful, if they're who they really are, because, you know, my signature saying is, you know, you see the red flags, and once you see that, it's time to walk away. But also, my signature saying is when, you know, the first 3 months, it's like a honeymoon, you know, a lot of people are on their best behavior, so if they're still that person that they were in the first 3 months and they're not an actor or an actress, they're being their real beautiful soul who they really are, and then you know that's the one. If you get look in the eyes and you know and you get those jitters and the love, you know. And how do you meet the right person? What did they say? How do you know? And what was the other question?
I was like, how do you know? And you know, or how do you meet the right guy? So
how do you meet the right guy? I mean, mm-hmm. get in, you know, people could introduce you to the right person. You could go to the right places to meet the right person. You know, I always say if you go to a bar, you're going to meet yourself an alcoholic, you know. and it's true. So me personally, I don't want an alcoholic. You know, there are some people that like to drink, but I wouldn't want myself with an alcoholic. There's issues, there are problems, you know. But there's also some nice restaurants, classy restaurants. It's where you go is who you meet. I'll just say it that way. You know, if you go to a nice classy restaurant, you can meet someone. If you know, it doesn't hurt to go out to clubs or bars with your friends and have fun and date. But, you know, you go to certain places to meet some nice people, absolutely. Functions are the best. And also, if anyone wants to introduce you, always say yes, because you never know you're missing up on a great opportunity.
You know, it's interesting, and you've met my husband, and he is just absolutely the most remarkable man.
Yeah.
The love of my life, the kindest, most compassionate. We could talk for an hour.
Wait, I hate to interrupt, Candy, but you're looking at yourself in a mirror, too. Hello.
You know, we're so, so, so good together, and he's such an amazing person, and I love his heart, and I love who he is. You know what? I love who he is in the world, and I also love who we are together. He makes me be a better person. And what's interesting is that when we met, I had a list, and I had a couple of rules. and my, one of my rules was you never date somebody who's not divorced yet, and you never date the first one. You're never the first one out of the box. Well, he was separated, and I really was the first one out of the box. I broke every rule because there was something on the inside that said, I don't know what this is, but there's something here, and that I needed to hang out long enough to see what it was. And so I don't know if it's that thing that you were talking about, that feeling or whatever that is, and I don't know if it's always kismet or lightning bolts or whatever you want to call it. I don't even know if I call it lightning bolts. You know, but I have to say that there was a place where I was like, I have to see what this is.
No, you'll know. You get the jitters, and you should know, like, right away. A lot of people, every person in this world has intuition. Do people use their intuition? No, right? Some people know that the relationship's not right for them, their intuition's telling them, and they stay in it. But when you meet this person, your intuition will be like, oh, my God, you know, you get that feeling and you know it. Just like when when these two people approached me I was 17 years old, and they said, oh, we think you're beautiful. And I'm like, oh, God, no. You know, these were not for me.
Right.
And they said, we have someone for you to meet. And I basically said, oh, God, if they're like these, them, right? And but my intuition, my feeling, you know, said, they said, why don't you come back next Friday? And I went back, and they said it was their, you know, cousin, which it wasn't. They were their friends. But he walked in, and I knew that was the one I was going to marry.
See, isn't that amazing? Hey, listen, we have a caller. Are you ready for a question? Jill?
Yes, hi.
We have Shelley from Fort Lauderdale. Shelley, are you there?
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
We're good.
I wanted to call in, and I just wanted to say that even though this is a show about love and romance and couples, how important it is and has been to me to have the love of two of the most special women in my life right now together on your show. That's you, Candy and Jill. How much you've meant to me and mentored me, and how much I truly love you, and I wanted to express that on the air.
Okay, you could have warned me, Shelley. I don't have a box of tissues on my table.
I do.
The love of sisters from another mother.
Oh, you're such a sweetheart. Honey, how are you? How's it going? We're happy to have you on the air.
I'm wonderful. I'm feeling fantastic. I'll be with Jill next weekend at the Broward Convention.
And this weekend, event. Isn't it? It's this weekend.
And if you could stop by, I'd love to see you. I have a big hug waiting now for a few months for you.
Okay.
And I'm hopeful that the love of my life will show up. I'm open to receive.
Yeah, you have to look at it. I'm going to be getting out more often. Model right now.
What,
if you're
you
not
out what?
There, they can't see you.
You have to visualize. Candy looks like a model right now. Okay, those of you who have not seen Candy in a long time.
So I've lost a little weight, a little. It's okay.
Well, the best thing for anyone's heart today would be exercise and taking care of it.
Right.
And as far as meeting someone and having one's true love show up, I strongly believe that if you are ready and you're open to receive, your beloved will show up.
I think people...
I know that's true.
Honestly, all the men...
If any of you have any men in your life that think they might enjoy someone like me, let me know.
I'm definitely, you know, I wanted to do a Valentine's Day dance so bad for singles. And I did it a while back, and it was such a success, and it was beautiful, and just beautiful people came. And, you know, out of all, like, almost 400 people, 30 people met. So I was, like, so happy about that, and I said to myself, you know what, this coming up Valentine's Day, I may even do it before Valentine's Day, this year, do another event like that and just have everyone who's single, and if you're not even single, come with your dates, you know, everyone just to have a good time. And you'll meet some nice people because all my clients, they're just beautiful souls. They're good people. They're the men, the women. And I said when I did this going back, I said, if I could put all of them in a room together, how can they not meet each other? They're just beautiful people.
Well, you know, you could do Valentine in June, just like they do Christmas in July and some of those shows.
You know what I'm thinking? Maybe September do one, because everybody goes away for the summer and then come back and rejuvenate and have fun.
Well, count me in. I'll help you out.
You know, Candy,
I'm right here.
Someone sent me, on my radio show yesterday, I had Eddie on, and I was setting him up on some dates. we were doing the dating game. And someone sent me these questions, what to ask somebody. I got to read these questions. These are amazing what she came up with. Do you mind if we ask these questions?
Let's do it.
Okay. If you're going on a date, you ask, where do you live? Work distance is an issue for some. No, it should not be. And I want to remark this. Distance is not an issue, because there have been some people that had long distance relationships. And if you meet someone, and this goes out to your listeners, if you meet someone from another state, don't pass up that opportunity, because I've had many people get married. And they move into one person's state. You know, it could be in Miami, New York, Miami, or whatever state it is, or country. I've had people move just for their love of their life. Listen to this. What hours do you work? These are questions they wanted me to ask on my radio show. What do you like to do with your free time? How do you have fun? How single are you? Single, divorced, widowed? What do you, Candy, what do you think about someone if they were separated? Do you consider that being single?
Well, that's what happened to me and Dave. You know, and we'll talk about this. We come right back from this commercial break. It's exactly what happened. And I'll tell you a very interesting thing that happened. We come back. Hey, this is Nothing But Good News Radio. This is Candy G. Shelley, we love you. I will see you soon, and we'll be right back.
Do you need help shipping? AmeriJet website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with AmeriJet is fast and easy. Schedule all caller service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website, amerijet.com.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
Hey, welcome back to the greatest episode of Nothing But Good News Radio, because it's Candy G and our good friend Jill Dane. You know, you asked me, Jill, before we went to break about how I feel about folks that aren't divorced and they're separated. Are they single? And are you still with me?
Yes, I'm here.
And what was kind of interesting about that is that's what happened when I met my current husband. And he was separated on his way to a divorce, but you never know what's going to happen. I mean, folks can get back together. And for me, I put a lot of I have a lot of respect for the sanctity of marriage. And I wasn't going to be the person that was going to stand in the way of if this person was going to get back with his ex-wife, because he had two children. I mean, I know that it's kind of an obscure concept probably for a lot of folks, but I believe in marriage. But there was something that was so there that I wanted to hang out and see what was going on. And at one point in time, I actually really let him off the hook, because he was in a place of healing and moving forward. And he was in a place of didn't want to hurt me. I was the one that took the big risk. I'd been on my own for 12 years. I'd done a lot of healing. I knew who I was on the inside. I knew what I wanted out of my life. But I really took a risk when I said to him, I said, I'm going to be one of three things in your life. I said, I'm going to be the person that gets you to transition out of your marriage. I'm going to be the person that gets you to go back to your marriage, or I'm going to be the biggest deal of your life. And that I'm willing to take the risk, and that I was not going, I wasn't going to stand in the way if he turned around and said, this marriage is what I want to keep together. Does that make sense to you?
That makes a lot of sense. And look what happens. You're married.
Not only are we married, it was the freedom to grow and the freedom to choose and the freedom, it was just, it was that amazing piece. And what's incredible is we've been together for 10 years now. That's amazing. Married for almost 7. It gets better every day. It's just incredible. And
I
refers to that a lot.
I always feel a lot of people say, oh, Jill, my marriage is dull, you know, and I always tell people, well, sparking it up, you know. Well, my husband doesn't look at me the right way. Well, one of my clients, they just had their hair done. They ended up taking their glasses and ended up getting contacts. You could see their eyes now. They're taking the sweats off and they're getting dressed, you know. So there's so many different things that you could spark in your life up and go on dates. I've always said go on dates. Have a date night with your spouse. And, you know, you can always make that marriage love. And fun. And first of all, it's supposed to, when you do get married, it's supposed to be about friendship, love. You're not just supposed to get married. Everyone thinks that, you know, it's just a marriage. No, it's not. I've seen so many people get married at a young age, and 10 years later, they're divorced because they got married way too young, where they should, you know, get to know someone. But I do believe after
finally started to figure out who they were.
Right. You know, when you're 21 years old, you don't know who you are yet. I'm sorry. You have a lot of growth. You have to do a lot of things. I call it exploring, and exploring is, you know, meeting other people, going on dates with other people, finding out who they really are. But, there are many times where people just want to get married. And it's just, that's a word. A marriage is supposed to be sacred. It's supposed to be, oh, my God, I want to stay married to this person for the rest of my life. But because I've spoken to thousands and millions of people, if I could say, that doesn't happen. Not everybody stays married. I've predicted for people, I'm sorry, I see you getting married twice. What? You know, and what happens is they're on their second marriage now. So, you know, I wish everyone had the love I have with my husband, the love you have with your husband. A lot of people have what we have, and then a lot of people don't. But you can always spice up your life. I call it that way. There was another question they asked. Asked the person if they smoke. If yes, what and how often? I can't believe these questions. What is a religion? What do you think? Do you think religion has to do with anything with a relationship? What is your?
I think it depends on the person. I know for me. I'm very, very rooted in my spiritual beliefs, and I'm not a preachy person. I don't go preach them to anyone else, but to be able to have another person where I can converse with my beliefs and what happens for me, that piece is important to me. I mean, that piece is very important to me. Dave came from a very distinctly different background. He actually grew up the son of missionaries. And he's got quite the story. And there's a place where we come together in communication where he is very Bible read, and Bible in verse. And for me, I understand the spiritual law. And when the two of us get together and have what's called satsang, that's when two or more are gathered in his name and have a conversation. It's extraordinary what happens. But I know that that's not important for everyone. And if it's not important for you, it's not important for you. I believe that we're all at different levels of who we want to be in this lifetime. And my lifetime, I want to have a spiritual partner, not everybody does. Do you agree?
I agree, but I believe in my eyes, there's like, this is coming from me, you know, because of who I am. I believe there's like one God to me. You know, I'm Jewish, but I believe in every religion out there. And to me, we're all the same hand. That's how I call
right.
it.
All roads lead to God. Exactly.
Well, you know, God is spiritual and God loves us all. So that's what I believe. And honestly, if someone is Catholic and they marry someone Jewish, oh, my God, you get both of the best worlds. You get to celebrate both.
I actually have an extraordinarily great, wonderful friend. Oh, I should have asked him to be on to call in today because you would love him. He's so delightful. And I believe it's a Catholic mother and a Jewish father. And so he's got all the guilt from both sides. It's
you get guilt from both. No, growing up, we would celebrate. My father passed away when I was six. But, you know, when Hanukkah came, I got presents every day. And then my mom would always have, Neiman Marcus would gave her all these ornaments, you know, like the Neiman Marcus tree. So we had a Neiman Marcus tree in our house, and we would celebrate Christmas. And she would hide all the presents in the secret door that we had in the wood, and we would have Christmas too. And that's why, you know, me personally, I speak to rabbis, I speak to nuns. I'm going to Israel in December. I'm going to be with some rabbis, and I'm going to be doing a lecture over there. But I have all these people and I have priests and what is the highest priest? The very high priest that come to see me as well throughout these years. And I said, I believe in one God, because if I just wrote a book just on what, which I can't because it's all private, but if I did, I don't think anyone would believe in religion anyways. They would believe just in God, you know?
So, right.
You know, and it's a true fact. It's a true fact. But to me, I think when I look at someone, I don't sit there and say, oh, are you Jewish or Catholic? I look at them as a person. And that's how I feel.
Me too. Very much so. And, we're talking about relationships and couples staying together, not staying together. What do you think is the biggest reason? The separation numbers are staggering. I think it's 54% of people get divorced.
Finance.
A lot is
because of finance. I just went over all this on a radio show where these people were calling in and saying, oh, my wife gained all this weight. I'm not attracted to her anymore. So he cheats. You know, he has another girlfriend. So a lot of them are, you know, it's because they're not attracted physically to the person anymore. They found someone, you would think younger, you know, their age or older. So it's not like they're going after younger women or the women are going after younger men. Some do, but a lot is because of finances too. A lot of people have been fighting over finances. And that's been causing a lot of bad communication. But cheating is a big deal. I had someone into the radio, and I was on the radio at 8 o'clock where her husband left her for another man. You know, so I mean, there were all these different stories. I mean, I should have taped all these shows. That would have been a book in itself. You know, but. The most is cheating and finances. That's why.
But what do you think people are really looking for? You say cheating, finances, other men, other women. What is there one universal thing that people are just missing? Is there some giant hole somewhere that people don't know how to fill, and they're looking in all the, you know, wrong places?
To fill themselves first. They have issues with themselves because there's nothing wrong with the other person. If there's something wrong there, something's going on with themselves, or there's been something that's been there that they never fixed, that they need to seek therapy or meditation or something to.
Well, they could come to a vision program. Hey, we could do some shameless self promotion here.
Yeah, they need to go see Candy G. That's what they need. take a course with Candy G. And then I'm not joking. joking. I'm being honest. You know, it's true. I really do just adore you. You are one of my, you know, you could count. I have friends all over the world. I can say that. And they're, call them my friends, and they're beautiful people. But I can say people that are very close to my heart, you're one of them. And I just adore you because you're just so real.
Thank you, honey. It's like you're
in it, and it's true. And you know it. You know how I feel about you. And there's, you know, you have this star, and then there's all these little stars I'm trying to make a summary here.
Remember, I don't have any tissues sitting on this desk, okay?
I'm being honest, and it's true.
I appreciate it.
What kind of beautiful person you really are, and it's like, you know, you come up with something, and then everyone else, you know, is around you, and people should go to some of your seminars. They'll learn so much. I admire you. I mean, for somebody that, you know, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Hello?
Actually, I didn't have the jelly. I just had the peanut butter.
Just peanut butter, okay?
And just the peanut butter, right? No jelly.
When people say, Jill, I can't do this, you know, I think of you and I think of this other gentleman that I'll never, I mean, it's like sunk in my head, you and this person. There was this man that when I was 15 years old and I was on WIOD radio, and this person called in and said, Jill, and he came from Harlem because it was a syndicated show at the time. It was going through different, you know, all these different states were calling in at the time. And he said, Jill, what do I do? He says, you know, my mom works 3 jobs. We live in Harlem. She, you know, keeps moving me to different parts of Harlem because, they, you know, they want me to sell drugs and you know, use guns, and I want to go to school. I want to be somebody. And they would steal his books. And I said, just don't pay attention to them. Use, you know, think of me. Think of, you know, what you want to do and keep that in your brain and do it. And today he's one of the top neurologists today.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. Oh, I want to have him on my show.
Yeah, I'll talk to him. I'll talk to him for you.
All right, well, listen, we're going to head off to another commercial break. Don't go anywhere. We're here with my great, wonderful friend. I love you, Jill Dane. And it's Valentine's Day, and we're going to be right back.
Shipping small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean? Amerijet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Amerijet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport-to-airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call Amerijet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Hey, welcome back, because I'm here having a lot of fun with my great friend Jill Dane. This is Candy G, your host of Nothing But Good News Radio. You know, Jill, I was thinking during the commercial break about this young man who went through a lot of heartache, and now he's a top, I think you said, neurologist.
He's a top neurologist.
I'm thinking,
brain surgeon, neurologist.
Yeah, and I was thinking about my own life and thinking about all of the trials, and every step of the way, there just seems to be these giant mountains that will appear, and to be able to create what I want, I have to be willing to just, you know, suck up whatever it is I want to do and just keep walking and just keep moving. And sometimes it seems so daunting. Now, sometimes the daunting piece, more often the daunting piece, has to do with other folks. Folks wanting to not see you succeed. Folks not understanding what real information is. Folks that, for lack of a better terminology, they're jealous of the things that you're doing, although I hate to use that word. But it always seems that you know, there's other people involved. I know what I know about my life and the extraordinary, just, I don't even want to say success, the magic that unfolds on a daily basis in my life is because I live by this law of love. If there's a choice between a loving or a non-loving thought or action, I will choose the loving one. That is a Candy G law. That is a rule. And because I choose to live by laws of love, and we're talking about this on Valentine's Day, remarkable things unfold for me. Why is it so hard for people to get that?
I say that again. I'm sorry. These phones, I don't know how to disconnect it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I said, how far back? I was talking about my own life, my own successes, coming from that place where I always look at life through the lens of love. What can I do to take higher ground? If I have a choice between a loving thought or action, I will choose the loving one. And because of that, my life has unfolded in a remarkable way. But it just seems like most folks can't do that. Most folks are always defaulting to the place that will cause harm or hurt or anger or miscommunication. Why is that, do you think?
Because they surround themselves around people like that. And, you know, and it is sad because there's room in this world for everyone. Everyone has their own unique gift. And, you know, I believe in love, and you have to love yourself, and you don't have to have what the other person has. You should create it on your own. And that's what a lot of people, you know, that's why I always put, you know, I believe in God first, but I always wear my eye bracelets, you know, the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's a myth, you know, but the one thing is I believe God first. And the other thing is that people, you could achieve your own goals. You don't have to mirror off someone else, I call it. Or you don't have to sit there and say, why is that person doing so well? I want what that person has. First, get what you have, and then you can have what that person has, but do it in your own way. You don't have to be a copy of that person. Be your own copy, I say it. And love. Yeah, first, you have to love you. I really believe a lot of people don't love themselves. That's why they're this way, and that's so true. That's why... Candy, I admire you. I really do. That's one thing, what you've done with your life, and you're with someone that's loving, and you're loving. You know, love attracts love, and it's true. And that's why some people, they could say, oh, why is my life going this way? Because some people are not in a good place in their own self. And once they get in their own self, in that better place, they're going to attract good things in their own life as well. Like I said, with this gentleman, I mean, when someone says, I can't do it, I go, oh, really? And I bring up this story. I bring up you, and I bring up him. Because look at you and this gentleman. I mean, can you picture a young boy, 14, 15 years old, you know, someone saying, sell these drugs, or here's a gun, and he doesn't want the gun, and they're stealing his books, and he had to go back to school and tell the teacher, they took my books. You know, and then the teacher would have to give him more books, and he went through it, and then he went right off to college, and look where he is today. And he's, you know, he gives back, and it's all about giving back, too. When you succeed in life, you always give back to others. You always help another person. And what is so amazing, I've never had this happen to me. I go into the store to buy Zoe gum, and I'm running late, and I have to get down to Boca. So I got Zoe her gum, and I was missing 10 cents. So I said, can you hold on a minute? I'm going to go to my car and get 10 cents. And before I did that, this gentleman was standing next to me, and he says, I'll give the 10 cents, but you have to do something for me. And I said, what do I have to do for you? And he says, you have to give to someone else. And I said, I always do. He goes, no, no, no. I just gave you, you may do it all, but I want you to do it today. And I said, I will be doing it today. I said, you don't know me, but all my lectures I give to kids in distress. He goes, but I want you to. So I gave it to 10 people that day. You know?
I hope he's listening.
10 cents. 10 cents, 10 people.
Right. But you know what? I appreciate the fact that he's got the mindset of paying it forward. You know, it's like I can hear him saying that if we all could do, and someone needs a not a hand out but a hand up, or someone needs a little bit of help, what this world would be like if that were to be so.
No, if everybody would give a dollar, I would every time I get on my radio show on Christmas or any holiday it may be. And I say, can you just give $1? $1, it's your coffee, it's your, you know, your McDonald's chicken sandwich costs $1, you know, or a coffee. If you give $1 to kids in distress, and all my listeners, if they just sent in $1, you know how much money that would help all these kids that are in need? Just $1 out of their pocket. What kind
That's
of
amazing.
Smile puts on your face when you're mailing that dollar out, too? It helps.
Right.
It helps out another person. And it's and really, love. And if you can't give money, go help. Go help out. Go do something. Do something.
You know, part of my own personal vision, because you know me, I'm all about creating a vision and a dynamic picture of what that looks like. And part of my vision is I tithe money, time, and ideas to people and places that make a real difference. You don't have to just tithe money, but time and ideas are so important. So, yeah, if you don't have that dollar to give, go out and share a good idea. Share something with someone else. Share some education. Teach somebody how to read. Spend some time with somebody. That's real loving. Hey, this is good stuff on Valentine's Day. Oh, Jill, it's always the fastest hour with you. How many times do we say we need to do a 2 or 3 hour show?
We've
got one segment left. That's unbelievable.
We're
going to go. I know. We're heading off to a 2-minute break. We'll be right back.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. AmeriJet offers schedule all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Truck your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
Hey, welcome back. This is the Candy G and Jill Dane show on Nothing But Good News Radio. Yeah, like I was saying before we went to commercial break, I never have shows go this fast except for when you're here.
I know, because we got to continue it onto my show.
Okay, we'll have to do that. We have to do this. We have to do at least a once-a-month show,
Once a month. I love you. I want everyone to know you're going to hear about Jennifer Hewitt getting engaged in the end of March, beginning April. Get ready. That's a prediction.
You heard it here first.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Jill, tell me some of the things that you do to keep that spark in your love life.
Well, you know, I married my best friend, and
advice ever.
I did. I married my best friend, and if we get upset with each other, I mean, it lasts maybe 30 seconds, and then I start laughing, and he starts laughing, and that's the end of the argument, you know, and that's how it should be. He's you know, I said I wish I could make 30,000 of him to pass around, because he's a doll. He's, you know, he has personality. I never get bored with him. And he, like I said, he's my best friend. And, you know, we don't just sit there, and even with kids, you know, I have children. I love my kids. Tonight I'm going to be on radio, but my Valentine's Day is with my two English bulldogs, my husband, and my children. We're all going to order in food, and it's all about family. And I believe dinners. Every Friday night, I have dinners with my family. Even though I'm busy, I always spend time, make time that my family is so important to me. And so, not that I cook, but we have Friday night dinners. I don't know how to cook.
No, I understand. No, I do. I understand well. Well, Dave cooks for me sometimes, which is a great thing, and I cook for him. And oftentimes we have folks cook in for us, so it's fine.
You can always have someone come in and cook for you, or, you know, my mother-in-law, thank God, makes dinners for me, and we go out to dinner, and, you know, once in a blue moon I'll cook, but my husband makes me food sometimes, too. But, I mean, it's always about at least once a week having the whole family as one. And at least once a week as well, we always do something all together. Always, always. Besides the dinner, we're always doing something together. And I do believe that's very, very important, because a lot of people, I have a busy schedule. It's not like I don't do anything every day, and he's busy too. But we always make sure that there is time for my children, and I always make special hours throughout the day for my kids. And then, you know, for the family at least once a week and on the weekend. And that's very, very important.
Yeah, you know, me too. Well, you know, we're in a place where we're empty nesting now. We came together with three children, and they've all gone, and the youngest one is off in college. So it's Dave and I and the two dogs, which are our family, our two crazy dogs, which we love and adore and care about and spend a lot of time with. But he's so good about any kind of magic that gets created. I remember one morning, it was an absolutely gorgeous morning, and I live in a courtyard home. I have a beautiful garden, and it was very early in the morning. It was maybe 4:30, but it was a full moon outside, and I was wide awake, and I was sitting outside meditating in the morning, and it was so gorgeous outside that I went and made coffee. And I went and got him out of bed, and I said, honey, it's time to get up. And I gave him his robe, and I said, come on, coffee's ready. And he thought it was about, you know, 6 or 6:30. And I brought him outside, and I put him in the lounge chair, and he's like, what are we doing? And I said, we're having coffee in the moonlight. And the two of us just sat there like 15-year-olds. He's just so good about the magic moments, you know.
It's true. You can even walk on the beach together. I mean, there's always something to do, and, you know, there's always ways to put sparks, always compliment. I always say compliment each other. You know, sometimes people forget to compliment or say I love you. A lot of people are looking for that, too, even though that you know that you know your spouse loves you. Say I love you once in a while. That's what there's a lot of times they need to hear that, too. And if you
pick up the phone in the middle of the workday, call him or her up and say, I was just thinking about how important you are to me in my life. I love you. That's it. I got to go. I promise you, that will go places where you can't even imagine.
Exactly. Or send some flowers or a card. Card speaks a lot of words. Cards. You don't have to spend so much on a gift. A card. That means you went to the store and you picked it out. You personally picked the card out. And also, if you can afford it, go to a hotel. That's a getaway. If you can't go away to an island or another state, you can't afford it, get a room at a hotel and make it a special night for both of you. I always say things. It always brings sparks into a relationship.
I think so. But it's a matter of taking the time and saying, you know, I want to do something. You're important enough to me. I want to do something special to make your day special. I think a lot of folks sit back and say, I'm just going to wait till he does something special for me.
Right. Go out to dinner. go out to dinner, just the two of you. Make it alone night, even if you have kids. You know, sometimes, you know, two people do have to be alone. So, but with the ones that don't have children, like you have children, but they're grown, now, you know, there's so many things that you both could do without having to worry if this one's coming home. Because I know myself, thank God my children are young right now. I can imagine when they're 15, 16 years old. My Jimmy just turned 13. I'm freaking out that he's going to be driving when he's 16. I'd probably be up all night long wondering, you know, oh, my God, is it 12 o'clock? Is it 1 o'clock? Is he coming home yet?
I've slept many nights on the couch.
That's me, because I'm horrible when they go to the mall and they're like, Jimmy, why does your mother call every hour? Because I am like, you know, I'm a mother. Because besides I'm on radio, TV, and I write for the Globe, I'm a mom, and my kids are my life. And these kids don't understand why I call him every hour, but I want to make sure he's okay.
Yeah, because you're a good mom.
Yeah.
You know, believe it or not, we only have 2 minutes left on the show. And thinking about this very special Valentine's Day, and this thing called love, and not just love in relationships, but loving your life, loving your job, loving yourself, first of all, loving your partners, making love the most important thing that you do. What is that thing that you really want the listening audience to really get today?
What I want them to get also is surround yourself around loving people and friends too. You have to love your job. Some people don't love their job either, I could say, but you can always find something to make you love your job where it goes by faster. But the one thing is, love is a very big, it's all arms. And what you could do is start being kind and nice to people, and you could get it all back in return as well, and you're going to start seeing how the love starts flowing into your life. Because a lot of people are saying, I don't have love in my life. And they're not just saying relationships, they're talking about people. So work on you first. Start reading books, going to lectures. Candy G, here we go. My lectures are coming up this weekend on love signs and relationships.
Oh, hey, listen, what is your event this weekend? Let us know.
It's going to be at the New Life Expo at the Broward Convention Center. I'm going to be speaking Saturday and Sunday.
What time are you speaking?
I'll be speaking, I think, at 3 o'clock.
Okay, awesome. Awesome, yep. Awesome, awesome. We're going to come find you. Jill, thank you so much for being here with me today. You made my Valentine's Day very, very special.
You made mine. And can I say one thing before we go? Call up someone that you haven't spoken to, a family member, friend, or whoever it may be, and just pick up the phone and say, I love you. You're going to feel a lot better.
You know what? I'm with that one. I'm going to do it right now. Hey, listen, you know what I want you to do, don't you? I want you to get on out there and live this life like you mean it. Don't forget the loving part. This is Candy G, Nothing But Good News, and bye for now.